Hello. I pledged allegiance to the flag, but stuff still happened. So what's up? It has been a heck of a year, and now we're at the end of it. The 2024 one. There's been probably some more than that, but yo, a lot happened this year. Let's talk about it. January. Substack got into a beef with everyone because they refused to deplatform Nazi. An airplane door blew off mid-flight. Real cool. A 13-year-old beat Tetris. The Epstein documents actually released. That happened. I got COVID in January, too. Elon banned a whole bunch of journalists who are critical of him from Twitter. The free speech haven. Voice actors in the gaming industry were blindsided with a new industry contract that allowed for a lot of AI usage they were not okay with. A study looked into the effects of the male gaze on women as they are performing things, tasks, and such, and it turns out they were largely unaffected. But annoyed, Joe Biden confirmed that if given the power to shut down the border, he would do it. February. TikTok tried to compete with YouTube in long-form content and was like, hey, everybody, just turn your phones to the side. We're going to start pushing long-form horizontal video. No. Universal Media pulled their streaming licenses from TikTok, silencing myriad videos. Anti-trans policymaking took off like wildfire across several states, just passing anti-trans laws for the fun of it. Congress invited a whole bunch of social media CEOs to come testify about how bad they are with kids. Farmers in Europe from France to Italy broke out in protest over very strict new regulations that basically gave them no room to work financially. Despite not being at war, the U.S. dropped hundreds of bombs in Iraq and Syria after three U.S. service members were killed by a drone strike from Iran in Syria. Disney invested $1.5 billion into Epic Games to get a stakeholder share. John Fetterman began really leaning into his heel turn against the progressives that put him into office, citing real hard with Israel and basically telling progressives to shut the fuck up. Taylor Swift joined the ranks of Elon Musk, who would later offer to give her a baby, in suing a person who was publishing her already public flight data to Twitter. An abandoned half-built tower in LA got graffiti bombed, and the LAPD called it a worldwide issue. The Apple Vision Pro released. Biden's mental acuity finally made it into the mainstream media discussion talking point stuff. Because obviously Israel dropped all pretense of not attacking Rafah and just started to bombard Rafah, a zone previously designated for refugees. An abandoned ocean vessel that no one knew who the owner was off the coast of Trinidad began leaking oil into the ocean. Was that yours? Congress passed a $100 billion funding bill for wars in Ukraine and Israel, and Republicans were mad that they couldn't send more money. Despite a police presence of 800 cops, there was a mass shooting in Kansas City during a Super Bowl celebration parade. Air Canada deployed an AI customer support agent, which started just making up policies about returns, and it landed them in court. Reddit sold all of their content to train AIs for $60 million. That's nothing. Alexei Navalny, a notable Russian opposition figure, died in prison after being imprisoned for being an opposition leader. Medical research discovered that long COVID brain fog is indeed very real and is caused by the thinning of artery walls in your brain. It's not good. Don't get COVID. Alabama's Supreme Court ruled that embryos created through IVF treatment are considered children. This sent shockwaves through the medical community because obviously that's insane. This is an ongoing issue. There was a temporary stay to help some operations continue. And now there's efforts being done to amend their state's constitution to overturn this absolutely absurd ruling. Mitch McConnell announced that he would not seek another term as the leader of Republicans in the Senate. This is because he's only alive by technicality. I launched my merch store, merchfrom.dev. March! Holy God, we're only in March. A study released from the UK found that there are virtually no downsides to having a four-day work week. On a podcast, the Florida Surgeon General said that COVID vaccines are severing our connection to God. RFK, in an attempt to desperately try and pretend he's not vehemently anti-vax, launched an AI support agent, of course, on his website for his political campaign. The AI proceeded to say, yes, no, he is very much anti-vax. Let me explain why. A group of Israeli soldiers took just a real cute selfie in front of all of the destruction and rubble in Gaza. Rooster Teeth shut down. After the State of the Union, the Republicans decided that their response would be from Senator Katie Britt, who gave a very strange monologue in her kitchen. The TikTok ban sprung into full force, not being passed quite yet, but the rhetoric began in true. April! Facebook was sued for Project Ghostbusters, which was a project to get people to use their VPN so they could spy on everything you did in every app outside of Facebook. They were upset that they couldn't track you once you left their apps and went to, say, Snapchat. Hence, Ghostbusters.
But we should ban TikTok, obviously.
A 9-year-old boy led cops on a car chase when he tried to drive himself to school, and he almost made it. An eclipse happened in the sky. McDonald's started making some moves after the McDonald's in Israel were supporting Israel's army in assaulting Gaza, and people were like, what the fuck? So corporate McDonald's was like, we're gonna buy back all of these franchises because our PR. Discord, by accident, broke YouTube's 24-hour view count record. It was an April Fool's like announcement video that played for everyone, and when you dismissed it, it just kept playing on loop in the background on silent. So everyone who had Discord was looping the same video all day. The Humane AI pin came out, and it was horrendously bad. So bad that it started a pretty cynical conversation about if tech reviewers have too much power because they can kill companies. Not, maybe we shouldn't make terrible products. Google fired several employees who were protesting Google's contracts with the Israeli government. Everyone forgot about the Apple Vision Pro. Amazon's Ring cameras were found to have been allowing unauthorized access to video feeds, and they were forced by the FTC to give $5.6 million in refunds. John Barnett, the Boeing whistleblower, was found dead. And Biden signed the TikTok ban bill. May! Right on the heels of the Humane AI pin fiasco, we got the Rabbit R1, which was somehow worse. A second Boeing whistleblower died after suddenly becoming mysteriously ill, despite being very healthy. Ceasefire talks continuously fell through with Israel, as Netanyahu maintained that the only path forward was the complete destruction of Gaza. Data published by the New York Times showed that for the first time in history, billionaires were paying a lower effective tax rate than the working class. That's right, you pay more taxes per dollar than the billionaires do. A cop murdered a 23-year-old Air Force member who was sitting in his home after the cop went to the wrong home. They banged on the door, he reasonably got his legally owned firearm, and they were like, ah, he's black and has a gun! The president of Iran and a bunch of his closest allies died in a helicopter crash. Dorothy Jean Tillman II became the youngest person to get a doctorate in her field at the age of 17, studying a particular kind of medical research that I don't understand. Texas Governor Greg Abbott pardoned a literal convicted murderer who murdered a protester at a BLM protest. This isn't like hyperbole. He was found guilty and convicted by a jury of his peers of murder. But I guess if you kill a person who supports Black Lives, that's pardonable, as opposed to terrorism, if it's a CEO. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito threw his wife under the bus after it came out that they were flying an upside-down American flag above their house during the whole Stop the Steal fiasco. It was like obviously signaling support for Trump, which is, you're a Supreme Court Justice, at least fake that you're impartial. Or actually, I guess that's just not important anymore, never mind. Carry on, Sam Alito. Carlo Acutis became the first millennial to achieve sainthood. Belle Delphine announced that the whole gamer girl bathwater thing, she actually lost money on that due to shenanigans from PayPal. Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door, was remade for Nintendo Switch, and you should play it. That game is a 10 out of 10. June! Switching hands. We gotta switch it up. This is a long one. A cattle farmer in Colorado was struck by a bolt of lightning, killing him and dozens of his cattle in the middle of a field when there really wasn't a storm going on or anything. You just... boop. TikTok began their full scramble in earnest as the TikTok bill began to get set into motion. Ceasefire talks continued to fall through with Israel as Israel continued to say Gaza must be destroyed. OpenAI announced that Israel and Russia were using ChatGPT to generate mass quantities of propaganda in multiple languages. Absolutely flooring virtually every security researcher, Microsoft announced their recall feature, which takes screenshots of everything you do on your computer and saves them forever. Elon Musk was rejected a $50 billion pay package for the first time. He wasn't happy. After the International Criminal Court started to suggest that Netanyahu is committing war crimes, the U.S. House of Representatives sanctioned the International Criminal Court. You gotta love being on the right side of history. The investigation into the OceanGate Titan submersible that imploded with the billionaires on board, that moved forward, and the details just made it just that much worse. Worse, Worse is a relative term. The Wall Street Journal released a huge report where they interviewed dozens of women who were abused and groomed by Elon Musk across a bunch of his companies. You know, the guy who's the richest man in the world and essentially now has control over the entire ruling party of America. Yeah, that one. Hunter Biden was found guilty of possessing firearms while having narcotics. Daddy Joe said he would not pardon Hunter. This is foreshadowing. Dell tried to tell their workforce to get back to the office, and their workforce, half of them, were like, nah, you can shove it. Unrest boiled over in New Caledonia as France is continuing to lose their grip on the indigenous population, who is not very happy about the whole colonization thing. TikTok and several creators sued the US government over the TikTok ban bill, as the US population only has 30% support for the bill. Some scientists emerged from a year-long mission in a simulated Mars environment. So they got to just not be here for a year, which is, I mean, sign me up. And for the last thing for June, Biden took this stage with Trump in what would ultimately become one of the most horrible and consequential presidential debate performances in history. July! We're gonna have to pick up the pace, y'all. People got so sick of AI that even Goldman Sachs put out a report saying, hey, y'all, the investment is just not worth it. When are we getting some returns? Boeing pled guilty to criminal fraud over their whole, like, everything. A giant Poseidon statue kind of appeared in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, someone put it there, probably. Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 presidential race after everyone was like, dog, what are you doing? He previously stated that he wouldn't run for a second term. The US Supreme Court ruled that presidents have, quote, absolute immunity in, quote, official acts. HR company Lattice attempted to roll out a change where they would list AI agents in the same places as human workers in org charts. They rolled that back. We got really great news from HIV drug research and may have discovered a new, much less invasive PrEP drug. Elon Musk threw his full support behind Trump around this time, where he started to make like MAGA-specific hashtag stuff on Twitter and started just being very, very loudly pro-Trump. Hundreds of employees across several sectors in Bethesda Game Studios successfully unionized. And we had the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. How do you miss August? A background check company called National Public Data suffered a data breach affecting 2.9 billion people. Mr. Beast's controversy around the whole Beast Game stuff and child grooming and everything, this is around the time that all that started to pick up. A woman got arrested at an Applebee's for trying to game the system with regards to an all-you-can-eat deal. So if you ever thought about trying to do that, we have the answer now. Fuck the police. I want my food. Tenacious D kind of broke up after Kyle Gass made a joke about Trump's assassination attempt on stage, and then Jack Black had to distance himself from that, and then everyone was upset. And apparently now they're not breaking up. I don't know. That was dumb. Like, we're all out here making jokes about Luigi Mangione killing the CEO guy. Like, a joke about an assassination attempt that didn't work. Like, come on. I'm so tired of all these pearls that we're clutching. NVIDIA was caught very obviously trying to hide their attempts to scrape data from YouTube to train their AIs. They were literally telling their employees to use nefarious practices to try to hide the fact that these requests to get these videos were coming from NVIDIA's data centers. The bombardment of Gaza continued, thanks to Israel and the United States of America, as the death toll rose to somewhere between the official tally of about 40,000 some odd souls to the third-party estimations in the hundreds of thousands of lost souls. Google released a feature for their Photos app called Reimagine, which lets you use AI to take a picture and reimagine it with different contents, such as drugs next to somebody you don't like. RFK dropped out of the 2024 presidential race, joining Trump's team and ultimately seeking a position in the head of the government around health stuff. Oh no. 70 previously unpublished works of poetry by J.R.R. Tolkien were published. And the founder of Telegram was arrested in France for, we'll get to that. Do you remember something, something September? I don't know the song. A listeria outbreak, though, from Boar's Head. Australia joined several other countries that actually have laws that make sense sometimes in passing a right to disconnect law, which basically says that if you are off the clock, you are not responsible for, like, checking your email. Officials in Texas noted an uptick in sausage purchases, which apparently is an indicator of a downturn in the economy. After arresting the Telegram CEO, France charged him with money laundering and aiding the distribution of child sexual exploitation material.
Cool.
He then was like, we're not gonna capitulate, and then they capitulated. And now they're actually moderating Telegram. A Wells Fargo employee was found dead at her cubicle 4 days after having clocked into work. Work less hard. Brazil entirely blocked Twitter after Musk refused to comply with local policies, and that ultimately fueled a pretty mass exodus to Blue Sky. Follow me on Blue Sky. The U.S. Department of Justice revealed that Tenet Media, a right-wing media organization that was pushing a lot of the usual suspects in that general space, turns out, yeah, they were a Russian operation. They were being funded by Russia. So, you know, weird. Oregon saw a measles outbreak among their children due to catastrophically low vaccination rates. OpenAI complained that if they had to follow the law, they wouldn't be able to operate. Which is weird, because if I complain about that, I just go to jail. Massive protests broke out in France after a deeply unpopular prime minister appointment after a deeply contentious race. A man in North Carolina generated about $10 million using AI to create fake songs and then using AIs to stream those fake songs across various streaming platforms. At that point, let him keep the money. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump both began talking about the whole Haitian migrants eating pets thing. Facebook began to use the data of all adult Australian users to train their AIs, with no option to opt out because there happened to not be a law on the books in that region requiring an opt-out. A massive suite of security flaws were found in the dating app Field, ranging from being able to read other people's messages to being able to send a message to anyone as anyone. We got a look at the new USPS mail trucks, and they're adorable. Israel detonated a whole bunch of devices across Lebanon, indiscriminately killing civilians. The Diddy situation happened. Mark Robinson, the then gubernatorial candidate of North Carolina, was outed for having referred to himself as a black Nazi on porn forums. And the Teamsters Union decided to not endorse anyone for the presidency. Bucking tradition. They had previously endorsed the Democrat for basically ever. October, I had a bit of a mentee bee. I took me a break. I stepped away. Probably because of all the things that I've been talking about, among other personal situations. And so I just kind of vibed for a while and caught up on sleep and tried to be good to myself. Some stuff probably happened. It was mostly people yelling at each other on the internet and everybody pointing fingers at everybody about everything. November, the girl did not win. Also, Netanyahu now has a formal arrest warrant. December, we are here. Australia passed a bill disallowing social media from having users under the age of 16. Biden pardoned his son. There's the payoff from the foreshadowing. Trump has appointed just a who's who of terrible picks for his cabinet. Elon Musk was again denied his $50 billion pay package, making him very mad. The French government collapsed. Well done, Macron. Assad's grip on Syria since 2000 has finally crumbled, and he had to flee the country from the civil war that he lost. Two DHS agents were charged with selling bath salts that were confiscated from criminals back to the people. They got caught. A whistleblower from OpenAI was found dead in his apartment. That's the third one that I talked about this year. Well, third whistleblower from a company. A judge attempted to stop The Onion from purchasing InfoWars. Weird incel gamers got really, really, really upset from the Game Awards. And they started to call Ciri in The Witcher 4 ugly, which is madness. It is actually wild, you guys. Come on now. You can change. I promise. It's gonna be okay, and we'll eventually forgive you, but you're being a bit of a weirdo. And lastly, possibly the most important story of the year, Big Mooshy! And so here we are. We talked about a lot of stuff this year. Obviously, I didn't cover everything that happened, but that's just a handful of things that I picked that were covered this year. It's the end of the year. This is the last episode of the year, and I just want to say thank you for being here. And as we look towards the future, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to get rough. We're looking towards 4 years of incredible difficulty, and we're looking towards 4 years of absolute madness basically every single day. And I know this sucks to hear, but it's true. The community that we establish for ourselves in these next 4 years is going to be critical. Make sure you're reaching out to people locally in addition to people online. I'm going to keep doing what I can do to bring a little bit of joy, shed a little bit of sunlight on situations. We'll see. It's going to be rough. We only get through it together. But for now, I want you to relax. And as always, take care, be well, and I'll see you in 2025. Bye-bye!